BBC News with Julie Kander. One of Russia's most prominent opposition figures, Alexei Navalny, has been detained while trying to join hundreds of people protesting against his conviction for fraud. He had breached the terms of his house arrest. From Moscow, here's Steve Rosenberg.
I'm on Manier Square, right by the Kremlin, and it's getting very noisy. Here on the square, there are supporters of the prominent opposition activist, Alexei Navalny, but also supporters of President Putin, shouting abuse at one another. Around the square, our riot police have been asking the crowd to disperse. Earlier, in a Moscow courtroom, Alexei Navalny was given a suspended prison sentence in a case widely viewed as politically motivated. At the same trial, his brother was sent to jail for 3.5 years.
Search teams have located the wreckage of a missing Air Asia plane off the coast of Indonesia after it disappeared during bad weather on Sunday. Relatives of those on board broke down in tears when they saw television footage of bodies floating in the sea. The owner of Air Asia, Tony Fernandez, said there could now be an end to uncertainty for everyone involved.
The only slight benefit is that for the people in there, there is some closure. This is a scar with me for the rest of my life. It doesn't change anything. There is at least some closure as opposed to not knowing what's happened and holding out hope, etc. At least it brings an end to it. And we thank the Indonesian government and the rescue team in finding the plane quickly and trying to evacuate everything as quickly as possible. And then we move to finding out what went wrong on that tragic day.
Arab diplomats of the UN are pressing for a vote as soon as possible on a Palestinian-backed resolution that calls for an end to the Israeli occupation within 3 years. Jordan wants the Security Council to vote in the coming hours. Alan Johnston reports.
There's been round after round of Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, and they've achieved nothing. So the Palestinians want to force the pace by setting deadlines. Their resolution calls for Israel's withdrawal from the territory it occupies by the end of 2017, leaving behind an independent Palestinian state. But even if the plan manages to muster a majority in the Security Council, the Americans are virtually certain to veto it. They say the resolution fails to address Israel's security needs.
Italian Navy and Coast Guard officials have taken control of a Moldovan cargo ship believed to be carrying hundreds of Syrian migrants. They boarded the Blue Sky M after it altered course towards the Italian coast. World news from the BBC. The president of Sierra Leone has called for a week of national prayer and fasting to help the country step up the fight against Ebola. President Ernest Bai Koroma said Sierra Leoneans should start the new year by renewing their determination to fight the virus. He said more resources should be deployed so there were no more new cases. Public gatherings were banned in Sierra Leone for a 72-hour period, including Christmas Day, as part of government efforts to slow down transmission of Ebola. The government in Somalia says the head of intelligence for the Islamist group Al-Shabaab, Abdi Shakur, was killed in a US drone strike on Monday. Keith Adams reports.
The Amniat is the name given to Al-Shabaab's elite intelligence unit, tasked with carrying out suicide bombings, assassinations and weeding out informers. So the death of the unit's leader, Abdi Shakur, will be considered a significant blow to the group. Two other militants died in the airstrike, which was carried out by a US drone some 300 kilometres west of Mogadishu. American air power is proving an important weapon in Somalia's battle against the Islamist group. A similar strike killed Al-Shabaab's leader, Ahmed Abdi Ghadani, in September.
Cuba's best-known dissident blogger, Yoani Sanchez, says police have arrested her husband and another opposition activist. She said Renaldo Escobar and Eliezer Avila were detained shortly before a planned protest in Havana's Revolution Square. Organizers say they aimed to test the communist government's tolerance following the announcement earlier this month that Cuba and the United States would normalize relations. The U.S. authorities say a 2-year-old boy has accidentally shot and killed a woman inside a Walmart store. Officials say the concealed gun went off when the child reached into the woman's handbag in the town of Hayden, Idaho. It's not clear if she was his mother. The woman had a concealed weapons permit. BBC News.